K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
My name's Mitch. Good morning. Is this Nancy and Fry?
Yeah.
Hi, what's up, Mitch?
Hey, how you guys doing?
How are you today?
You know, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah?
I'd like to see if I can get some help from you guys.
Aha.
I think we know where this is going.
I think we do. We've done this rodeo before.
You have? Okay. Well, I met this girl, Tina, online, and we kind of emailed and texted for a couple of days, and then we decided to meet, and, you know, I've kind of been divorced about 2 years, and I just decided it was time to start dating again. And so I met this girl, Tina, and we really had a great first date. Went out to dinner, went out dancing, and it was really cool. She was a really fun girl, and she loves listening to you guys. And I just thought it would be a fun thing to get you guys involved and maybe somehow get a second date out of it all.
There's the gist
exactly.
of it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's
there's
what it comes
the
down
butt.
To, right?
Yeah. So, you know, thought it might be fun. She'd get a big kick out of it.
Okay. Well, we can do that. You said her name's Tina, right?
Yeah, Tina.
All right, Mitch. Here's how it works. We'll throw you on hold. Call her if she picks up. We'll have her on the air in about 8 minutes, but you'll have to be real quiet when she picks up.
Okay. So I shouldn't say anything.
Just see what she has
just
to say.
Just see what she has to say.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What if she says, I don't want to see him?
That's happened before.
It has, indeed.
Oh, yeah, so, well, yeah. Hopefully it won't happen today.
We'll just keep it between us girls, okay?
Okay.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Mitch, you sound like a fun guy.
I think I am. I like to enjoy my life, and, you know, life's too short.
That's right. Well, I hope she goes out with him. Don't
well,
be fry.
Everybody, the phone's actually, we got it ringing. Hold on.
Okay.
Don't say anything, man.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Tina.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Well, my name is Nancy, and this is Fry Guy, and we are on the Breakfast Club on K99.1 FM.
Hi, Tina.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, are you serious?
Yeah. What's the matter? Oh, are you are you at work?
Yes. Hang on a second. I got it. Hang on. Let me tell him I'm going to go check the weather.
Oh, nice. Real nice.
Just a second. Hang on a second. Okay.
That's awesome.
She does listen.
Okay. All right. I had to step outside.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you guys are calling me.
Yeah.
And Faga, I have to tell you, my sister has the biggest crush on you.
Uh-oh. How old's your sister?
OMG. She is going to freak out when I tell her that. What is going on?
Is she a blonde?
Well, she can be.
Ah, see, there we go.
Hey, actually, we're calling on behalf of somebody you know.
Okay.
We get to talk with maybe a friend of yours named Mitch.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He called, said you guys went out, and he was trying to figure out what your stance was, what your take on him was.
Oh my, Mitch, he's crazy. Oh my God, my face hurts from smiling so much because I have never been on a date quite like it before, ever.
What happened?
Normally I date like really laid back kind of guys, they're real casual, you know, whatever. And Mitch is this crazy, like he has this crazy sense of humor, he's really hyper, and we just had a really great date, but it was like unlike anything I'd ever experienced. I think it's mostly his personality, he's so out there.
You sure you didn't go out with Fry?
Are you right?
You sure?
My sister would have killed me. But no, it was, we had this really great date. I mean, we just went out the one time and he's a trip. Let me tell you, like, we went out to dinner at Red Lobster and then we went to a bar for drinks and he took me dancing and then we stopped off at the store for some wine. And it was really nice. It was really fun and we laughed so much. It was crazy. So, I don't know. What?
That doesn't sound bad. Why has he heard from you?
What's the problem?
Well, there's nothing bad. I mean, there were just some, like, weird things that stick out, but there's nothing bad. I haven't heard from him. I would have figured I would have heard from him, but, you know, okay, so everything was absolutely perfect. There's just this one thing, and maybe, I don't know, maybe this is why I haven't heard from her or something, but all night, every time we went somewhere to the next place or whatever, he'd park in handicap parking spots, and I think he has a sign in his car and everything, and I, you know, and you don't always know what people's disability is.
Right. Sure, yeah.
I wasn't going to be rude and ask. He's such a funny person, and, you know, and I was just like, I'm not going to, you know, this is our first date. It's not appropriate, and And I couldn't identify anything. There wasn't anything sticking out. And so then we went in the liquor store and we came out. Now, we had been out dancing and we had already been to the bar. We came out and then there was a cop, like, in the parking lot. And all of a sudden, Mitch starts limping. He's like, oh my God, did he just hurt himself?
Let me explain about the limp.
What?
Hey, Tina.
Oh, my God.
Tina, guess
who?
Guess who that is.
Tina, good morning.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I just want to explain about the limp. I don't want you guys to think I'm some kind of a creep or something. That was my granddad's car, and he had the handicap sticker, and,
yours?
No, it's not mine. When we saw the cop, I got all kind of a little paranoid.
So you started limping.
I was kind of silly on my part, but I just thought, well, if he sees me limp, he won't, throw me in jail or something, or you know.
That was good effort.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean,
I had all these things going through my mind, like maybe it's
because
you've been drinking, and now
you're
nervous in front of a cop. I was like, oh my God.
But I had fun. Didn't you have fun?
Yes, I had a great time.
I kind of felt silly about that whole part of the evening. But, who knows? You know, they didn't want the cop to write a ticket and kind of put a damper on the whole evening. So I came up with my limp. I'm sorry.
You didn't even say anything.
I know. I'm so, it just kind of seemed so silly at the moment. And
at the next spot, you got back out of the car and you were not limping.
No, he was fine.
yeah, I just did it because the cop was there,
You guys can have a great time in jail together.
Yeah,
how's that?
Good times.
I'm like, oh my God, what is
going on?
Well,
they put us in the same cell.
Well, hey, I'll tell you what. Fry Guy and I have been given the authorization by the powers that be send you guys on a second date if you're interested, right, Fry?
Yeah, we'll pick up your food for you. We'll even give you a limo so you don't have to, whatever, worry about getting in and out of a car. And
a limo. That would be really cool. I certainly would enjoy that tremendously. I can't speak for Tina, but I would love it.
I think we'd have a great time. I had a blast on our first date.
Oh, good. And I promise I'll leave the handicap sticker at home.
Oh, good. Good plan.
Because I guess with the limo, they could just drop us off at the door. We don't have to, use that spot.
So it's a go?
Yeah.
All right.
That's exciting.
Oh, my God.
Do we get to pick where we go, or are you guys picking for us? Or
We'll figure
negotiate.
Something out for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
all
my
right.
God.
How do we know you're going to send us to someplace fun?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
We can handle that.
How about an improv place?
Should we trust them, Tina? Any sort of fun.
Hey, now they're ragging on us, Fry. What's going on?
Yeah, hold on. Make sure you tell your sister I said hi.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my God. Oh, she's going to freak out when I tell her this. She's probably she listens to you guys all the time.
Well, have fun, guys.
Well, thank you
so much.
Thank you.
The K99.1 FM 730 Second Date Update.